This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is running for re-election. And from the beginning, Duggan has said there's only one way to determine if he's done a good job in his first term.
I've said this over and over. I want to be judged on one standard. Is the population of this city going up or going down? And if 2017, the population of Detroit is still shrinking, I'm going to have a hard time convincing anybody they ought to hire me again.
The city of Detroit's population has been declining for 60 years. This week, Chastity Pratt Dossie looked at the population issue in a Bridge magazine article, and she joins me now via Skype. Before we get to the numbers, why do you think Duggan singled out that as the way to measure success in his first term?
For 60 years, it's been the biggest problem that Detroit has had. And what kind of win would it be if he could say, after 60 years, look at what I was able to accomplish? I mean, it was a huge goal. It was, you know, audacious. And I think he was also encouraged by the fact that there's so much momentum going on in downtown and midtown. It would have been a huge win if he had been able to pull it off.
Your article notes that we won't have census estimates for the city of Detroit until May, but you've been reviewing trends, calculating estimates. Let's start with the trends. Since Duggan's election, which direction have we seen Detroit's population go?
It's still going down.
You got numbers for us?
Well, what we know is that since 2010, the county's population has fallen by more than 71,000 people. And the city makes up a majority of the county's losses. So we have continued to see Detroit's population decrease. And the thing with that is the number each year is shrinking. The number of people leaving the city is shrinking. So in that vein, it's optimistic, I guess, because last year the city only lost 3,000 people.
So the decline is slowing.
The decline is slowing.
You've reviewed census data for Wayne County as a whole, which was released this month. What do those numbers show?
Same thing. You know, the county is losing people. And here's the important thing for people to understand, Lester. The population for Wayne County, 39% of that is the city. So what we know is that in 2016, the county lost about 7,000 people. Now, that would mean that, of course, the city is going to be some of that loss because the city takes up so much of the county. Even more to the point, 60% of the population loss for the whole county is typically coming from Detroit, you know, people leaving Detroit. So while Duggan was hoping that 2016 would be the year that we'd finally see an uptick, you know, and he had reasons to think that because there was only 3,000 people who left in 2015. You know, he thought 2016 was going to be the year. It's likely not going to be the year because you got 7,000 people leaving the county, and you got to know a lot of those people came from the city.
He's getting close, though. You know, Duggan knew he had a plan to fix streetlights. He knew the emergency manager had dealt with garbage pickup, and that would improve on the mayor's watch. It was a pretty good bet. He'd made some improvements in the Detroit public transit system, the bus system. And he'd have to start running for re-election in 3 years, not a full four. So that's not a big window for population growth in response to any improvements since municipal bankruptcy. Do you think he regrets saying he wanted to be judged by that single issue, population growth?
Well, I don't know, because he wouldn't comment on it for our story. I think they're still holding out hope that when the city numbers come in, that somehow, some way, that none of those 7,000 people who left Wayne County actually left the city. He's going to run again. So, you know, he said, you know, he would have a hard time winning if the population continued to decline. But yet there he is running. So I'm sure he'll have something politically expedient to say about it because he is running. So we'll wait and see in May what he says about the actual decrease when the specific number comes out for the city.
You talked to an opponent of Duggan's in the race for mayor, State Senator Coleman A. Young II. What did he have to say about Duggan's performance standard population growth?
He basically said that when you look at what's going on in the neighborhoods and what's going on with employment, of course the population is going to continue to decline. He essentially said that for the mayor to make this claim that the population was going to increase shows that Duggan is not in touch with reality, not in touch with what's happening with regular folks. He's only really in touch with what's happening in the 7.2, you know, miles of activity around Detroit, downtown and midtown. That's what the opponent is saying. I really can't wait to see what Duggan says when these numbers come out in May.
While the mayor pegged his performance to population growth in Detroit, By what measure do you expect voters to use to judge him?
Right now, what you have going on in the city is two sort of camps. You have people who are really excited about the 7.2 and all the activity, the queue line, the arena, all of the new businesses, the new single and white people you see moving into, you know, Detroit. But you have those people, of course, who have been in Detroit for generations, a lot of them low income, a lot of them in the neighborhoods that aren't seeing as much activity. So there are going to be two different standards by which he's going to be judged if you believe that these two camps exist. People in the neighborhoods are going to say, well, okay, what about, you know, these blighted homes that are still awaiting demolition because the city is messing up, you know, the demo project. And you're going to have people who live in Midtown who are saying, you know what, I see a lot of activity. I'll judge them based on that.
Chastity Pratt-Dossie reports for Bridge Magazine. She's a partner with Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative. Thanks for talking with us.
Anytime.